Are we ready? Well, good evening, everybody. Who's here for the first time? I see some people there I haven't seen before. Hello, hello, hello. All right, well, if you've come here for the first time, may God bless you. If you're here for the second or the third or the fourth time, may God continue to bless you. Amen. Amen. Tonight I want to speak to you on something very, very important. It's what comes out of your mouth. What comes out of your mouth? Words. I'm not talking about your breath. May God continue to bless you to breathe for a long time. But the fact that we must understand that what comes out of our mouth is crucial, because it is going to determine whether we are blessed or whether we are cursed, whether we go forward or whether we're going to end up in the pit. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and they that love it will eat its fruit." You know, that's something that it's a little bit strange when you think about it, that the tongue actually has, according to God's word, the power of life or death. But now look at the context. You know, it's easy for us to think, okay, well, you know what, if you walk into the judge's chambers or whatever, and he says, this one's going to go to prison, that one's going to this, that one's going to that. That's not the context. The context here is you and me. Because it says the tongue has the power of life and death, and they that use it, in other words, the person using it, is going to eat its fruit. So if the tongue speaks life, the fruit will come back to the speaker. If the tongue speaks death, the fruit will come back to the speaker. It's not nice when somebody else, you know, gives you a hard time with their tongue or curses you or whatever the case might be. But another man's words are not as powerful as your own. Your own words have more power than some stranger. How many times have you had some oak driving past you and he's clearly swearing you and cursing you and whatever? It's going to have hardly any effect upon your life, because that person has no link to you. But you have power over what goes on in your life. So I'm sure we're all quite familiar with this proverb, because we hear it quite often. And it implies that the type of words that come out of your mouth will determine the course of your life. Now, that's very important. Let me ask a question just to get an idea of where you're standing. Who of you wants the course of your life to go towards the blessing of God? In other words, I want to have a godly destiny. I want to fulfill my godly purpose. I want to reach big heights. I want to prosper. I want to be blessed. Everybody wants that. That's just a given. We all need that in our lives. But now, here's the thing. And this is where it becomes very difficult, because you got to understand something. God has a good plan for your life. I mean, it's not like God's sitting here wondering, what must I do with this oak's life? Sheesh, am I going to send him this way or that way? God already has a plan for your life. But we often mess up God's plan, because certain things with us can cause us to deviate quite substantially from where God wants us to go. If you want to go from here to Cape Town, there's a certain route that you got to take. Let's say we're going to go in a straight line. If we put a compass down, it's going to give us a degree. Let's say, I don't know what it is, but let's say it's going to be 23 degrees south by southeast or whatever. This is the line we have to follow. Am I correct? Okay, I'm probably very wrong with the degrees, but it's like there's a line we have to follow. Now, if you start off and something causes you to veer 1 degree west and then another degree west, it doesn't sound that bad, does it? I mean, it's 2 degrees. But by the time you get to Cape Town, how far are you out? Thousands of kilometers, hundreds of kilometers. You'll never, ever get there. So in other words, it's important that you stay on track. Otherwise, you'll never get to your destination. Now, what if the things coming out of your mouth right now is the reason why you are in a totally cockeye place? What if the reason why you are not fulfilling your destiny at this point in time has nothing to do with your mother, nothing to do with your father? It wasn't even your brother that was always getting clever with you. It wasn't that girlfriend that dropped you in the fifth grade. It wasn't that teacher in standard 9 that didn't like you. It's what you speak. Because you see, everything that comes out of your mouth, this is something we got to learn, is going to come back at some point in time. And when you've released something good will come back. But if you keep releasing something bad, something even worse is going to come back. So, it implies that the type of words that come from your mouth will determine the course of your life. Now, you know what? There is only one way to get to the blessing of God, but there's like, if we look at it from a degree point of view, there's one degree that will lead you to the right place, and there's like 359 others that will send you to the wrong place. That's why it's very important for you to begin to speak the right things, otherwise you're going to miss the plot. Otherwise you're going to get to the end of your life and say, ooh, what? What have I accomplished? Where have I gone wrong? What's going on here? It offers us a very stern warning that all of us need to watch very carefully what we speak, for your own words are often the reason why your life is poisoned. And I want to tell you something, and you might not like this. I don't know if you're going to agree with it, but you can't argue with what God's word. There's a lot of people sitting in church right now whose lives are poisoned. Because just sitting in church, just listening to a good sermon now and then, praying to God, reading the Bible, doesn't stop you from poisoning your own life. Only you can stop yourself from poisoning your life. And that's only going to happen when you begin to understand that God is very serious when He warns us that you got to watch what you say. Because certain things, when they come back to you, are going to come back as poison. There is also another side to this proverb, and tonight I actually want to focus more on that. The right kind of words, if the wrong kind of words are in a sense going to bring a curse upon your life and cause your life to deviate very far from where God wants it to be, then what is the right kind of words going to do? Well, the right kind of words are going to bless you. It's going to uplift you. It's going to propel you forward. Proverbs 12 verse 14 says, from the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things, as surely as the work of his hands will reward him. Now, this is very important. You know, the Word of God's not just negative. There's some really good positive things there as well. If bad words are going to curse your life and destroy your life, good words are going to have the opposite effect. And he says here in Proverbs 12 verse 14, from the fruit of his lips a man is filled with good things. So I can now turn that around and I can say, how many of you want good things in your life? And you're all going to wave at me and say, oh, I want good things. Then I'm going to say to you, start speaking towards good things. Because what comes out of your mouth will determine whether good things or bad things are going to fill your life. Me, myself, and I want good things. You know, life is complicated enough. Life is difficult enough. Why must I add to the problems that I already have? I need good things to come back. That means I have to check my tongue and watch what I say. God promises to reward you for speaking the right things and for speaking with wisdom. Some use their lips in the opposite way. They boast, they mock, they lie, they slander, they gossip, they stab people in the back. Well, that is a recipe for disaster. I want to tell you something. There's an old proverb that I like to use. A wise man has something to say. A fool has to say something. Now, we got to learn something here. You know, somebody said to me the other day, there's a reason why God gave us two ears and one mouth. It's better to listen than to speak. Because nobody has ever got into trouble from listening, but everybody gets into trouble from speaking. You know, there's another proverb. It says something to this effect. It says, it's better for people to think you're stupid than to open your mouth and prove them right. So you zip it. Sometimes it's best to just be quiet because you're just going to create problems. You know, we live in a society where everybody, my voice has to be heard. You know what? There's a lot of things where you don't need your voice to be heard. You just be quiet. Don't get involved. Don't say nothing. Because what's the use of saying something if it's going to come back to you tomorrow and it's just going to create problems for you? If you're sitting in a group where there's nothing good being said, everybody's negative, there's poison coming out of their mouths. They are destroying somebody's life. Why say anything? In fact, why sit there in the first place? Get up, turn around, walk away, because that's a sure way to destroy your own life. You see, here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. It's easy to destroy somebody's life with your mouth. How many people's marriages are destroyed because of lies? How many businesses have gone under because of gossip and slander and backstabbing? How many people today are sitting on the proverbial rubbish dump because of stories that were spread that might or might not even be true? Thing is, you know, they say the wheel turns. And the Word of God confirms that, because at some point in time, those same words that you speak are going to come back to you. And when they start filling your life, it won't be good things. It'll be horrible, disgusting things that are going to come for you. So some people, they use their lips to boast, to mock, to lie. This only leads to trouble. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 14 proves that to us. And it says, wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. Listen to that. The mouth of a fool, not so much what he does, but what he says. The mouth of a fool invites ruin. What is ruin? It's when everything around you begins to fall in on itself. It's when nothing that you do works. It's when you work and work and work, but at the end of the day, you've got nothing to show for it. It's when everything is always a disaster. How many times in church do we have people coming forward and saying, oh, pastor, please pray for me because nothing ever wants to work in my life. Everything is always falling apart. Let's stop right there and look at what the scripture says. Probably it's time for us to examine what comes out of our mouth and bring about the correct changes to stop that from happening. If you want a long and happy life, God's word warns you, speak good, do good in God's eyes, and your life will go forward. Proverbs 3 verse 1 to 2 says, my son, forget not my law, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life for many years and bring you prosperity. When the Word of God is in you and the Word of God comes through you, something amazing begins to happen. God will make sure that your life is prolonged, and God will make sure that prosperity is going to come for you. Now, prosperity is the opposite of what? Lack and poverty. Now, I don't know about you, but most people are completely allergic to the words lack and poverty. We don't want that in our lives. I mean, nobody wants it. How do you stay away from it? Watch what comes out of your mouth. If the right things come out of your mouth, God says that one is blessed. If the right things come out of your mouth, God says this one will prosper. And you know, that often makes the difference between a deal going forward or falling apart. That often makes the difference between you getting that house for this price or for that price. When the finger of God is involved, things go your way. When the finger of God is not involved, problems often follow. Good speech is a blessing unto others. But the reward here is for the speaker. Now listen to this. You can, you know, let's say you share the gospel with somebody. Are you blessing them? Let's say somebody's going through a difficult time, and from the Word of God, you encourage them, you bless them, you uplift them. Are you doing good for them? But the Bible says you're doing more good for yourself. How's that? And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. Even though you're helping that person, maybe you never looked at it from that point of view, but you're doing even more to help yourself, because God is the one that will make sure that the blessing will be restored and returned to you in an even greater measure. You know, with your mouth, you can bless a lot of people. Is it so difficult to walk into the office and say to somebody, if they're looking a little bit down, hi, how are you doing? Listen, yeah, you look a bit off today. Don't worry, everything's going to be okay. God is for you. I'm praying for you. And when you say that, you mean it. You go into your office, you go on your knees, you say, well, you sit behind the desk, whatever you do, you say, Lord, I bring so-and-so before you. Bless them today. Uplift them. When those type of words begin to come out of your mouth, it begins to change the dynamics of your life. Less demons in your life, more angels in your life. Why? Because God sends them. Because God has to honor His word. The Bible says God is not a man that He should lie. God's word doesn't lie. This is how it is. But it's for us to understand it and it's for us to apply it. Proverbs 13 verse 2 says, a man shall eat good by the fruit that comes from his mouth. In other words, what comes out of your mouth determines what's going to come into your life. Is it going to be the end of the month salty crack snack or is it going to be the rump steak? Well, it depends on what comes out of your mouth. If the right things come out of your mouth, God will make sure that blessing flows into your life. Proverbs 18 verse 20 says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Two things very important here. It says you will be satisfied, good things will come, and increase will come. Everybody wants some kind of increase. You can't tell me that you don't want it. No, you don't want an increase in problems. You don't want an increase in drama. You don't want an increase in sickness and infirmity and pain and suffering. But you want increase in prosperity, increase in the blessing of God, increase in the favor of God. Where does it come from? What comes out of your mouth? When God likes what comes out of your mouth, God channels His blessing into your life. God causes doors to open that was previously shut. God causes His favor to be upon you, and it's like a godly spotlight is upon your life, attracting good things. But it is released. The key is in your mouth. It's called your tongue. Now, interesting thought. The Bible teaches us that based on what comes out of your mouth, even kings will fight to spend time with you. Where do I get that from? It comes from Proverbs 22 verse 11. It says, he that loves pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king will be his friend. In other words, if your heart is pure and what comes out of your mouth is godly and is a blessing, even a king will fight to be your friend. So what does that mean? Does that mean now that King Charles is going to phone you up tomorrow and he's going to want to have a tea time with you and what? No. But people of influence will fight to be around you if what comes out of your word, your mouth, is a blessing unto God. If you are a businessman and you want to move in the right circles, begin to speak the right things, and God will send men of influence into your life. Only God can send them. You can't get them any other way because God moves. The hand of God moves good things into your life. How is that biblical? Well, do you remember Joseph? Joseph was a man of God and he spoke the word of God. He was a blessing and he spoke blessing over people's lives. Pharaoh could not avoid him. In fact, Pharaoh met with him once and Pharaoh said, "You will run my country." And then it goes a little bit further. There was a man by the name of a king, by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. He had an encounter with a man by the name of Daniel. And what came out of Daniel's lips blessed the king to such an extent that Daniel too was put in a position of authority by the king. And the king allowed Daniel to lead and guide him in all decisions that were made. When your lips become a blessing to others, people will begin to fight to be around you, and the right people are going to come into your life. There's one king that we should all be very, very, I don't want to say concerned about, but we should try to get close to that king. Who is he? God is called the King of Kings. Jesus is called the King of Kings. Now, what will the King of Kings do for those who speak good about him to others? Malachi 3 verse 16 to 18 says the following. Then those who fear the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. I love this. God was listening to people's conversation. This is just a reminder for you, for me, for everybody. God is listening to your conversations. Listen to this. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and he heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. A scroll of remembrance. In other words, one day when they come and stand before God, God is personally going to bless them because God was blessed by what came out of their mouths. When God is blessed with you, things begin to move forward in your life. So what is this stuff that we should be talking? What is these things that God wants to come out of us that's going to cause God's blessing to be upon your life? Yokes are such interesting questions. You know I'm joking, right? The kind of speech that brings God's reward is number one, gracious words. Colossians 4 verse 6 says, let your conversation be always full of grace. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Now, where does the grace come from? When you begin to spend time in the Word of God, and the wisdom of God begins to fill you through His Word, God begins to sprinkle the words that come out of your mouth with grace. It begins to change the way you look at people. It begins to change the way you interact with people. And it begins to change the way you speak with people. And the grace of God begins to come through your mouth. Amen? And when that happens, something in your life begins to change. The second thing that is important, we need to speak wise and kind words. Proverbs 31 verse 26 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Now, this speaks of a wife of noble character. In other words, a wife that is a blessing unto God speaks that way to people. This has got nothing to do with a wife or a husband or anybody. This speaks to all of us. What are the things that God wants to see? Let's talk about that word kindness. Life is difficult, and everybody goes through trials, everybody goes through tribulations, and sometimes we've just had a rough day. How does God want us to react towards people? Look at your neighbor and say, with kindness. You see, sometimes that's difficult, because not everybody is kind with you, and then you have this attitude, well, if they're not kind with me, why must I be kind? Well, God expects you to be kind. I do understand that there's a time to put people in their place. This is not what we're talking about here. In general, how should you react towards people? With kindness. God moves. The Holy Spirit is called the comforter. Okay? When somebody's going through a problem and you comfort them and you give them words of kindness, who begins to work through you and with you? The Holy Spirit of God. You want the blessing of God, allow the Spirit of God to work through you, and the blessing of God will be upon you, because the anointing and the presence and the power of the Spirit of God will come upon your life. The next thing that God wants to come out of our mouth is helpful words to those that are in trouble. You know, when somebody's in trouble, you can either make their situation better by what you say, or you can make their situation worse by what you say. Somebody's just blown up the computer. Are you stupid idiot? You moron. I told you. What? Well, that's one way of handling it. Or you can help. You can say something constructive. You can say something that will be a blessing. Where do I get that from? Proverbs 31 verse 8 to 9 says, open your mouth for the dumb. Okay, I'm not saying that you're dumb. I'm just reading what the Bible says. Open your mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. In other words, when somebody is, the Bible calls it dumb, when they don't know what to do and you can help them. Don't sit there and see somebody suffering, see somebody doing things wrong over and over again. And you know, sometimes that's what people do. It's like somebody's battling, they don't really know what they're doing. It's like, oh, let's see how long this is going to last. No, God says, open your mouth. Where you can help, help them. When somebody is in the need of something and your words can bless them, bless them. plead the cause of the poor and the needy. If you can say something to help the poor, to help the needy, to open a door for them, God expects you to do that, because that will cause the blessing of God to be upon your life. The next thing that will bless the heart of God and that will ultimately bless you is honest words. Proverbs 12 verse 22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful." You know, society today has no problem lying. And in the business world, it's kind of like a given. You lie, 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 lie. You lie your way into it and you lie your way out of it. You must have the gift of the gab. The problem is God doesn't slumber and God doesn't sleep. And the more of this there is upon your life, the more problems you're bringing into your own life. Ultimately, what God wants is honesty. Because God moves with honesty. The devil moves through dishonesty. The devil moves through lying lips. We want honesty so that the blessing of God can be upon our life. The next thing that God wants to come out of your mouth is thankfulness. You know, I'm sure we're all aware that there was that incident in the Bible where Jesus healed a bunch of lepers. And he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, the Bible says they all got healed. A miracle took place when they went. The problem is, they didn't all come back to say thank you. And when you go and read that scripture, you will see that Jesus was, in a sense, offended that they did not come back to say thank you. Good manners is biblical, because God expects thankfulness to be shown. Whether it be to God or whether it be to man, God expects us to have thankful hearts. If he does something for me, God expects me to be thankful, and God expects me to communicate my thanks to him. If she does something good to her, God wants her to be thankful and communicate and express her thankfulness, because that blesses the heart of God. Today, a lot of people feel that they are entitled. You know, the other day I was talking to somebody, and they were talking to me about a lady that they did work for. The gentleman is in business. They went to do some work for this woman. And he says this woman had a really horrible attitude. Her attitude was, "I'm paying you to do the work. You will do the work. What? He says, and no matter what they did, this woman, nothing was good enough for her. Even though they exceeded the expectations that she had, she would not, instead of saying thank you, she would complain about this and complain about that and complain about that. Now, I want to tell you something. The woman was in a wheelchair. The woman was riddled with pain. Can I tell you why? Because of her attitude. Because I can promise you, she didn't just have the attitude with these people. She had the same attitude with everybody else. And looking at it from the point of view of today's sermon, what was she calling into her life? Well, if kind words and good words and honest words and thankful words are going to bless the heart of God and cause the blessing of God to come upon your life, then the opposite is going to cause the problem. Pain, sickness, torment, infirmity, you name it, it's going to start coming for you. God wants us to have thankful hearts and thankful lips. And it doesn't matter how much the world has changed. You can still say please and you can still say thank you, because good manners are godly. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Did you hear that? Your mom does your washing. She's not your maid. You say, "Thank you, mom. I appreciate it, mom. May God bless you for the good work that you do, mom." Your wife burnt the food a little bit. "Thank you, lovey, for this food. I bless you for this food." Amen. Amen. Crunch, crunch, crunch. "How did you know that I like crunchy food? Bless you, lovey." Yeah? Be thankful. Because I want to tell you something, when you cultivate the right heart and the right attitude, God will always be for you, not against you. But if you have the wrong attitude, the devil will be for you, not against you. And you don't want him on your side. He's a problem. The next thing that we should look for, we should refuse foolish talk and bad talk. Let me read you the scripture that I want to use here. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 4 says, nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking which is out of place that come from your lips. God is telling us what he doesn't want to come out of your mouth. Obscenity. You know, people today love to talk beneath the belt. It's rude and it doesn't bless God. And it's the wrong things. There is a place for that in the bedroom. The place for that is not at the office. The place for that is not in front of the children. The place for that is not next to the sports field. And then there's something interesting. Coarse joking. What does that refer to? It refers to those kind of jokes. Jokes that demean people. You know, it's amazing. The moment there is a tragedy in the world, Facebook is full of stupid jokes about it. I want to tell you something. If you want problems with God, you forward that stuff, because I've just read to you, God says don't. Now, you posting that picture on Facebook is you speaking it. It's going to come back to you. And you know, tomorrow when that door that you were praying for doesn't open, you might not realize it's because of that, but it will be because of that, because these things come back to you. You want to understand how to go forward in life. You want to understand how to be blessed. Stay away from these things. You know, people that make fun of other people's misery, God hates that. It boils his blood. The devil loves it. And if you mess with that kind of stuff, don't be surprised if the devil hangs around your life and messes with you. It's going to happen. I promise you. Joking. God has no problem with jokes. Keep them clean. And do not joke at another person's expense. It's okay if you laugh with somebody, but don't laugh at somebody. Do you understand? Because that does not bless God. Because when that person feels pain inside, so does God. I want to ask you a question. How many of you here are parents? Okay. When your children are mean and nasty towards each other, how does it make you feel? Is there anybody here that's all excited because the one child is climbing into the other child's character and being stupid and is saying all sorts of mean things? No, it hurts you. Now, why do you think God is any different? When you demean somebody else, when you climb into their character, when you break them down, when you make fun of some problem in their life, it hurts God's feelings. It's going to come back to you, whether you like it or not. So we need to get to a place that we move away from those things. If you don't have something good to say, zip it, don't say nothing. Because you can't get into trouble for saying nothing, but you will get into trouble for saying certain things. The kind of words that must come out of our mouth must also be the kind of words that reject corruption. Ephesians 4 verse 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister the grace of God unto the hearers. In other words, again, be careful what comes out of your mouth and do not let things that can corrupt come out of your mouth. Don't let things that can corrupt a marriage come out of your mouth. Things that can corrupt somebody's character or their nature come out of your mouth. Stay away from that. Ephesians, no. There should be no backstabbing or backbiting. Ooh. I think next year I'm going to have a 50-point sermon on this one. It's become a disease. It's become a sickness. You know, people love, have you heard about so and so and so? Did you know that this and this and this and this? Listen, yeah. God, I already said to you, they are children of God, whether you like it or not. And God doesn't like it when you create problems for his children. Just like you would hate it if one of your kids create a problem for your other child, God is not in favor of that. And too many people can't wait to spread bad reports about other people, thinking that they're doing something cute or interesting or whatever. And God says, hey, big problems are going to come for you now. And they will listen to this. The north wind drives rain away. So does an angry countenance and a backbiting tongue. Oh, I need to say something about this. The north wind drives the rain away. Okay? The north wind drives the rain away. Now, what is the rain a sign of? The blessing of God and the Spirit of God. Now, it says here, as the north wind pushes the rain away, which is the blessing of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, so a backstabbing tongue will do the same. A lot of people can't understand why the Holy Spirit is not involved in their life. Just listen to what comes out of your mouth when you speak on the telephone. Listen to what comes out of your mouth when you're sitting there with your circle of friends. You are backstabbing people. You can't wait to share a bad report of somebody else. Then how can you expect the blessing of God, and how can you expect the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be upon your life? When people speak bad about somebody else, you got nothing to say. Because when you speak those things, you push the rain away. What is the rain? The blessing of God. You know, there's a lot of people that should be very blessed, but they are cursed. And the number one reason why they are cursed is because of what they have to say about other people. And let me just remind you, because now and then we all need a good reminder. God never slumbers, God never sleeps. Neither does the devil. They both hear everything. I read to you just now, the people were having a conversation and God was listening and he heard. God hears everything. You know, we think because we shared something with somebody there around the corner, and we said to them, and remember, you don't tell nobody. It's too late. Somebody already heard. This big fat demon heard, and he was like, oh, now I'm going to have a lot of fun. And he will. He'll mess up your life. The kind of words that God wants to come from your life is words that bless your enemies. Now, I know for some of us that's like a really big stretch. What, you expect me to bless my enemies? Yes, God expects you to bless your enemies. Because remember, even your enemy is still a child of God. And if you begin to bless your enemies, so much more will the blessing of God be upon your life. And probably when you bless your enemies, they will change. When you curse them, they will get worse and they will take it out on you. So rather bless them. The scripture that I'm going to give you for that is Matthew 5 verse 44. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You know, a lot of people battle to understand this, but let me help you. It doesn't help you only love the people that love you, because that's easy. True love is to love those that can't stand you, because that's what love is. So in the end, that's what God expects from us. You know, that person that never has anything good to say about you, begin to bless them. Maybe tomorrow or the day after or next month or next year, they're going to be like completely different towards you. And even they won't understand why they're changing. It's because your blessing is beginning to touch their hearts. Because of the words that you speak into their life that bless them, God is now beginning to touch and prick their hearts. The Bible says, do not repay evil with evil, but repay evil with good. It's difficult because your flesh doesn't want to do that. I mean, if he hits me with a plank, I want to hit him with a 10-pound hammer. That's just the way the flesh works. He deserves something worse. But now you're not supposed to act in the flesh. You're supposed to act in the power of the Spirit of God. Amen? Okay. God wants to hear words that comfort and encourage. Do you know how many people want to give up every day? Millions. Because let me just tell you something. If you haven't figured it out yet, life is tough. It's not easy for anybody. Life is tough, and many times people come to a place where it's just too much for them, and they start falling apart, and they just want to stop. What does God want you to do? Yeah, you coward, you moron. You can't do it anyway. Just give it up. That's what the devil wants us to say. But what does God want us to say? No, man. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Come sit here. Let me tell you what God has done in my life, and then you will see that God is still alive and well, and he's going to do the same for you. And when you begin to speak to people that way, I tell you what, the kingdom of God begins to move in your life, and things fall into place. The blessing of God will be released upon your life. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 14 says, "And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, and be patient with everybody." God says, help them. Encourage them. Support them. Amen? Listen to me. A kind word at the appropriate time is sometimes all that person needed to get the vuma to go forward again. And it's not that difficult. You can do it. And you're going to say to me, "Oh, but I don't know what to say." It doesn't matter. God knows what to say. And when God sees that you're willing and available, the Spirit of God will begin to speak through you. Amen. And sometimes even just touching them or giving them a hug and saying, "Hey, listen, yeah, man, I see you going through a tough time. Let me just give you a hug and tell you everything's going to be okay." You walk out of there, you still feel the same. That person is like, "Oh, a weight just came off me. Wow, I feel like I can go forward again." You don't know what it means to people. Bless them. The next thing that God wants to hear from your mouth is words that honor your parents. And when they're 90 years old and they're almost home, they're still your parents. And God still expects you to honor them. And God still expects you to bless them. Deuteronomy 27 verse 16 says, "Cursed is the man who dishonors his father or his mother." If dishonoring your father or your mother will curse you, what will honoring your father and your mother do for you? Bless you. This is not just for teenagers. This is for everybody. Watch the way you speak to your parents. Because it does not bless God when you're cheeky with them, when you're arrogant with them, when you're harsh with them, when you're cruel with them, when you're cold towards them. Bless them. Because when you bless them, you bless God. Because God put them over you. And God expects you to honor them. All these scriptures are important. Because God wants to bless your life. And when these things come out of your mouth, it allows God to bless you. It brings a reward upon your life. And the rewards for those who are faithful in speech are not just reserved for one day in heaven. I want to teach you something about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some people look at the gospel of Jesus Christ a little bit like a ticket. You enter into salvation, you've got your ticket, now you're waiting for the train to take you home. And one day when I get up there, things are going to be better. One day when I get up there, I will have some peace. One day when I get up there, I will feel, I will have some self-esteem. I will have wisdom. I won't be sick anymore. You know, whatever. That's not how it works. The blessings of God start today. They are available now. That doesn't mean you have them because they're conditional. And a lot of people don't meet the conditions of God, therefore they cannot have them. But if you begin to understand and you begin to act in godly wisdom, oh, they're going to start coming into your life. The reward for good speech is not just one day when you stand before the white throne. It starts here. You can have them now. Proverbs. Firstly, there will be a reward in your heart for saying and doing what is right. Proverbs 14:14 says, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, but a good man shall be satisfied from within himself." In other words, When you do something good for somebody else, something good is going to start happening. You'll feel this warm glow begin to move. It's the finger of God touching inside of your heart. It's the blessing of God being released inside of you. It's God uplifting your spirit because you uplifted theirs. Secondly, God's blessing will definitely come upon your life. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless." In other words, when you walk where God wants you to walk and you talk what God wants you to talk, he says he will not withhold any good thing from your life. And when do you need the good things? Well, you're going to need nothing up there. You need it all down here. It's here. You'll have it. God will compensate you for any sacrifices that you make for him. Mark 10 verse 28 says, Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age." God says, what you do for me, yeah, I reward, yeah. He doesn't say, one day in heaven, yes, I know. We are gathering for ourselves crowns in heaven. We are gathering for ourselves treasures in heaven. But God says, the things that you do for me here, I will not fail to reward you 100 times, yeah. It's worthwhile for you to speak good. It's worthwhile for you to do good because God will bless you for it. And even if you have to give up something, listen to me. Sometimes we have to give up certain friendships because they just no good. Sometimes we have to give up going to certain places because we act stupid when we get there. God says, whatever you give up today, tomorrow I will bless you 100 times more with something even better. And you know, maybe it's not that relevant in your life, but in many cultures in the world, when people choose to accept God, their family literally tears up their photos. They excommunicate them from society. They treat them like animals. And it's difficult because, think about it, what if your family tomorrow won't talk to you and won't have nothing to do with you? God says in an event like that, don't stress, don't worry, because tomorrow, somewhere in the future, I will make sure that you will have 100 times more than what you lost. Family is not just blood. Family is those who love you, who care for you, who support you, and who uplift you and uphold you. And when you truly serve God, God will cause those kind of people to come into your life, and they will be of great blessing unto your life. Amen? There are even greater rewards in heaven for faithful believers. Down here in this world, this is how it goes. A man makes you a promise. Oh, I'm going to do this and this and this and this. 10 years later, you haven't received nothing. And when you talk to them, it's like, ah, it's gone in here, it's gone out there. You can see they're never going to honor their promises. God is not like that. When God promises something, he means it. Hebrews 6 verse 10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. God says, he will not forget what you do for others. That kind word, God will not forget. That encouragement, God will not forget. Blessing somebody, God will not forget. God's word is his manual for successful living. Following it, applying God's principles, will give you prosperity and it will ensure success in your life. James 1 verse 25 says, "But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do so, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in all that he does. In other words, as you let the word of God speak to you, as you let it sink in, and as you choose to obey and to follow it, and as you choose to honor God through his word, God says he will be blessed in all that he does. Joshua 1 verse 7 to 9, God spoke to Joshua and he said to him, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." You know, everybody wants to be successful. But I want to tell you something. There's a lot of people in this world, they work hard, they are committed, they are diligent, they are dedicated, but they have no success. Because true success comes through the hand of God. And if you got stuff in your life that blocks the hand of God from releasing it, you can't be successful. Apply the word of God. Study the word of God. Live your life according to the word of God. And God will bless you. Every person's goal should be to be more like Jesus. Jesus grew in the favor of both men and God. Now, I'm sure everybody here would like to have that. For God's favor to be upon your life and for people to look upon your life with favor. It says here in Luke 2 verse 52, "And Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom and in favor with God and with men." Jesus' speech was gracious beyond measure. Psalm 45 verse 2 says, "You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever." And then in Luke 4:22, "All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips." Now, why am I reading that to you? Because Jesus was blessed. And Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom and in favor with God and men. Why did Jesus keep growing and growing and growing? Listen to what came out of his mouth. Gracious words, gracious words, gracious words. How can God not bless him when the word of God says when you speak the gracious words, the blessing will come. The favor of God will come. Jesus lived his life by speaking and doing good. Acts 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. Jesus could not but be blessed because the way he lived his life brought the blessing of God upon his life. I know he was the Son of God. I'm well aware of that. But if you live your life the way he lived his life, you will get the same result. The Apostle Paul didn't do too badly either. Do you know why? Because of who he followed. Listen to this, 1 Corinthians 11:11. Paul speaking, he says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Jesus Christ." Paul was blessed because he followed the example of Jesus. So should you, so should I. In conclusion, what we say and how we say it have a great impact on the quality of life we are going to live. We should all aspire that our words, like that of Jesus, will be gracious and be a blessing unto others. If it is within your power to bless somebody, do so. If it is within your power to help somebody, do so. If you can speak a kind word, do so. It is easy to be critical. It is easy to be hurtful, to gossip, to slander, and to backstab. That kind of comes natural to us because the flesh wants to do it. It is easy to be negative and bitter in our conversations. It will probably take hard work to watch what you say, to start being uplifting, to help others, and to bless others, especially if you are in the habit to be negative and critical. But that hard work will pay off. If you begin to monitor what comes out of your mouth, if instead of saying that harsh or critical thing, you just rather be quiet, put a guard before your mouth and ask God to help to change your heart, maybe a lot of us in this room should say a lot less And in saying less, say more of the right things. And in a year's time, we meet again and you show me where your life has gone, and you will realize the word of God is true. God is not a man that he should lie. God's reward will bless your life abundantly if you begin to work hard at speaking the right things. And you in turn will bless others. Did anybody learn something today? Give the Lord a big hand.